With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been an elaborate Chinese hacking campaign targeting U.S. telecom companies and others.
A top White House official says at least 8 U.S. telecom firms and dozens of nations have been impacted by a Chinese hacking campaign. Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger offered the new details about the breadth of the sprawling Chinese hacking campaign that gave officials in Beijing access to private texts and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans. Neuberger shared the scope of the hack a day after officials issued guidance intended to help root out the hackers and prevent similar cyber espionage in the future. White House officials cautioned that the number of telecommunication firms and countries impacted could still grow. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
A culture war clash at the Supreme Court today, where the Biden administration is challenging a Tennessee law banning transgender medical treatments on minors. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports that the conservative judges seem skeptical of the Biden administration arguments.
After about 2 hours of arguments in the courtroom, it sounded like at least 5 conservative justices were ready to uphold the Tennessee law against the challenge from the Biden administration, as well as families of some transgender youth in Tennessee.
A decision in the case isn't expected until the spring, but it could have wide-ranging effects as pushback to transgender rights escalates. Brian Thompson led one of the biggest health insurers in the U.S., but was unknown to millions of people his decisions affected. The fatal targeted shooting of the United Healthcare's chief executive on a midtown Manhattan sidewalk Wednesday became a mystery that has riveted the nation. On Wall Street, the Dow by 308 points, this is SRN News. Toronto celebrates Christianity.
In a move that is unusual for any major city in the West these days, lawmakers in Toronto have declared December to be Christian Heritage Month. The resolution notes that Christianity is the most prominent religion in Canada, with God being mentioned in the first sentence of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Toronto was once known as the City of Churches, with nearly 100 of them within city limits just before the turn of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Border Patrol has been hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and an unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent tells the Associated Press, the hardest thing is people don't understand what we do. We've been called terrible names. This is SRN News. Tech and AI send the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 Index soaring to new records. We hear more on this story from Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Stocks rose to more records after tech companies talked up how much they're benefiting from the boom in artificial intelligence. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Wednesday. The index closed at an all-time high for the 56th time this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 308 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.3% to its record. Salesforce jumped 11%. The business software company highlighted its artificial intelligence offering and reported revenue that beat forecasts. Marvel Technologies soared 23%. The semiconductor company said it's seeing strong demand from AI and gave a better-than-expected forecast. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.